Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Horticulture and Natural Resources Agent Lauren Gamble. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning, how are you?
Horticulture, that's so hard to say. I think I've practiced it a million times. I still, to this day, can't get it right. It's one of those words.
Mine's natural resources. Oh. I feel like that's harder to say than horticulture. Natural resources.
There's some long titles that you guys have that it's just, I'm like, okay, we practice it about six times before I say it. But Master Gardening, I think I made the mistake the other day with Abby about thinking that we were talking about gardening, but finally talking about gardening with you, and we'll let you get right into it.
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously February is coming up, which I always think of the very early beginning of the growing season. I know we're not really there yet, but you can kind of get outside, start seeds indoors for your gardens. And so we really want to take this opportunity to bring the Extension Service more into the public. I know we're in our offices, you know, you can always call us, but I think sometimes it's hard to find time to take a picture of that plant and come into the office and talk to people. So we're going to bring the Extension Master Gardeners, which is a group of volunteers. We have about 15 to 20 who are active, and it's a really core group of people. They experienced incredible in-depth, some in-person, some online training. I mean, like a college class, like three-hour classes a week for, I want to say 16 weeks. These people are really well informed. They love gardening. They love their community. And so as we kind of come into the growing season, into when we can start putting things outside and the sun will hopefully be out more and the weather will be nicer, hopefully come February, March, April into the summer, we want to have little pop-ups for you guys so you guys can, you know, get to know your volunteers, but also become master gardeners yourself, whether that means you actually join our program or you just have the knowledge it takes to get outside and make your garden the best possible. So kind of the main idea of the Master Gardener program that runs from K-State Extension is that these are people who, like I said, took this course, want to give back to their community, and are super well informed on gardening from both the classes and their personal experience. And what they're going to do is be, I guess, kind of an arm, an outreach of Extension that's going to help me as like the only horticulture agent in a 3-county district spread this information to you guys a little bit wider. So we're going to have the Extension Master Gardeners and myself at public places. It might be a library, it might be a coffee shop, once a month in each county, which obviously the Frontier District is Osage, Anderson, and Franklin. And for Franklin County, we're going to be at the Ottawa Library on Thursday, February 13th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. noon. We'll be at the Garnett Library on Wednesday, February 12th from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. And we'll be at the Linden Library on Monday, February 10th from 2 to 4 p.m. And this is an opportunity for you guys to come ask questions, whether it is a question about a problem you have with your lawn or a question about what seeds you should plant, what variety, any gardening question you can think of, we want you to come ask us. We're here to talk to you in person, so it's not just a phone call or an email. And there'll be more people to talk to than just myself, and you can, you know, have better conversation, get to know people in your community. We're also going to be handing out publications, because one of the main things about Kansas State Research and Extension is that we really want to give you research-based information. And a lot of that comes from incredibly well-done publications written by specialists at not only K-State, but other universities across the country. Usually, obviously, we want to find some within our climate area, so around the Midwest, in the Great Plains. But we'll have publications available for you. These publications are list of recommended plants, recommended trees, pictures of your squash bug, when to spray them, what you should look for. When you're spraying animals, we're going to have weed control books that you can come look through to find what chemical you need to spray for what situation and when, just to get the utmost amount of information you need, but get it in the public and not have to come into the Extension office. So whether you're just in the libraries randomly on those days and you stop by or see us, or you kind of take time out of your day to come say hello, meet your volunteers, meet me if you haven't, and get some really good information that's going to make your gardens look a lot more beautiful this year. So we really hope we see a bunch of people out. These are the February dates. We're going to have 3 pop-ups, one in each county every month, probably from February to October, maybe November. When we get into the holidays, people want to be with their families. But we're excited to see you out there, and hopefully we'll have a community of a lot more beautiful lawns and gardens this year as we all kind of become more well-informed about how we can become master gardeners.
Master Gardener. I'd love to have that title. You know, I gotta
put it. You have to earn it.
Yeah, you gotta start putting it on business cards and all that kind of stuff. Tune in to Monday morning at 6:40 for Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging Family Resource Management Agent Janae McNally.